big theme, he has some subtopics.
还有这个小的题目是
，He want to present a number of tests to promote personal assurance of God's salvation, and also enable believers to detect and reject false teachings.
他让我们能够有我们得救的确据，而且让我们能够认知和拒绝一些错误的教导。
The passage we read today, verses 15 to 17.It's part of the verses 3 to 17 in chapter 2.
第二章的第三到十七节。
It provides a kind of like number of signs that help us know that we are in true fellowship with God.
它提供了一些让我们能知道我们跟我们的主有正确的交通的一些sign, 一些。
Under that, the focus of 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17 is the command and reasons of do not love the world.
第二章第十五到十七节的重点是说他约翰的教导跟命令和原因，说不爱我们这世界的原因和教导。
The first question I'm going to answer, what are the meanings of not loving the world?
第一个问题我要回答的是不爱这个世界的意义是什么。
Christians should not love the world as well as the things of the world.
基督徒不应该爱这个世界，也不应该爱这个世界上的事情。
In other words, Apostle John's command not to love the world covers two main areas.
使徒保约翰讲了两个主题。
Christians should not love the world.
基督徒不应该爱这个世界。
So,Chapter 2, verse 15 tells us, do not love the world.
第二章十五节说不要爱这个世界。
Do not love the world.
不要爱这个世界。
So if we look at the picture, our attitude towards the world should be like this. We do not love the world.
这个世界就像我们这个图上所说的，我们不应该爱它。
But sometimes when we think about that, that's one thing we have to think about.
我们有时候会应该想想这些问题。
There's one Bible verse, John chapter 3, verse 16. It mentioned that for God so loved the world.
我们有一个经文，我们需要有些可能会有一些看起来有些矛盾的地方，就是约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人。
So God loved the world, but he tells us not to love the world.
约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人，但是约翰一书里面二章十五节说不要爱这个世界。
Are there contradictions?
他们有矛盾吗？
Of course not.
没有。
Because we have to understand that when the Bible talks about the world, it has three basic meanings.
我们应该知道在圣经里面说到这个世界的时候有三种不同的意义。
There's an English word cosmos that came from the Greek.That is translate directly in English the word world.
有一个英文的单词 cosmos 从希腊文翻出来翻成英文就直接的意义就是说这个世界。
It's the Apostle Paul's favorite word.
Sorry.
That's a word that Apostle Paul like to use a lot.
这是使徒约翰使用了很多的一个词。
He used a lot in Gospel of John.He used the word world a lot in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面用了很多这个词。
First, second, third John, he also used a lot.
在约翰一二三书里面也用了很多。
He also used a lot in these three verses.
他在这三节经文里面也用了很多。
Six times in three verses.
在三节经文里面用了六次。
When we look at the way how he used the word world,
当你看他怎么用这个词的时候
，Basically, the first meaning is the created universe, the world, the earth.
第一个意义就是说这个世界，这个地球，我们生活的宇宙。
The second meaning is the people in the world.
第二个意义是说生活在这个世界上的人。
That's the meaning of John chapter 3, verse 16, the people of the world.
在约翰福音三章十六节指的是第二个意思，是说我们是世界上的人。
But there's a third meaning.
有第三个意义是
the system, the organization, the thinking of the world that are in opposition to the principle of the Lord.
第三个意义是说，在这个世界上的一些团体、一些机构，这些团体和机构会远离和反对我们的神。
This is what the commandment here is talking about.
这个是这几节经文所指的这个世界。
Do you not love the pattern, the organization, the culture of this world that is against the Lord?
不要爱这个世界上的这些机构、这些文化、这些，因为他们是反对我们的神的。
So let's have one last application.
最后有一个我们生活中可以应用的地方。
What does the command mean for us today?
这种命令对我们来说是什么意义
？About a few days ago, I read something on Yahoo News.
牧师几天前在 Yahoo News 上
，there's a clerk who work in a city in Kentucky.
在肯塔基州的一个有一个管婚姻的负责人。
She is a very devoted Christian.
他是非常敬虔的基督徒。
You know that recently the Supreme Court has legalized the marriage, same-sex marriage.
对，最近大家都知道，最高法院让同性恋婚姻合法化。
She worked for the city.
他为当地的市府工作。
It's her obligation to carry out her duties.
他的工作的就是要 是他的职责让他的工作进行。
She was given a choice.
他
either you issue the same-sex marriage license or you go to jail.
他有两种选择，一个就是说把这个证书发给同性恋结婚的人，或者他要去坐牢。
What should she do?
他会怎么做呢
？I cannot make the choice for her.
牧师不能为他做这种选择。
But at that moment, I think she made a right choice.
但是牧师认为他在当时做了正确的选择。
She preferred to be sent to jail rather than to go against her consciousness as a devoted Christian.
对，他宁愿去坐牢，也不愿违背基督徒的教导。
We obey the government.
他遵守了神的命令。
Under one condition, the government is not doing something that's against what the law is commanded.
对，我们的教导是说我们不能做事情违背我们神的教导。
But when you look at Apostle John, when he talked about not loving the world,
当我们看见使徒约翰说不要爱这个世界的时候，
he has something more to say.
他有更多的事情要告诉我们。
He said Christians should not love three specific things of the world.
他说有三件事情我们要不要爱这个世界上的。
So when we look at chapter 2 verse 15 to 16.
我们看第十五节和十六节。
Sorry, I make a mistake. It should be chapter 2, okay?
Yeah, 是应该是第二章的第十五到十六节。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, come not from the Father, but from the world.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。因为人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
The three things here are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这三件事我们谈到的是说肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
It's amazing that the thing that are mentioned here are exactly what Eve faced in Genesis chapter 3 verse 6.
在这三提到的三件事和那个创世纪三章六节里面提到的非常的类似。
She failed because she saw the forbidden fruit as good for the food and pleasant to the eyes and desirable to make one wise like God.
因为在第三章六节里面夏娃失败了，因为她看到了他看到了这个果子上的食物是悦人的眼目，是可以喜爱的，也是使人有智慧的，然后他就
失败。So good for food is the lust of the flesh. Good for food is the lust of the flesh.
对，那个对于好的食物，对于我们来说就是说肉体的情欲。
Present to the eyes is a lust of the eyes.
对，眼里面看的漂亮的东西就是我们眼目的情欲。
Desirable to make one wise like God is the pride of life. To make somebody wishing to be like God, wise like God is the pride of life.
对， 就像我们自己觉得我们跟神有同等的这种感觉，就是一种今生的骄傲。
Let's look at it one by one, okay?
让我们逐一的学习它。
The first lust of the flesh.
第一个是肉体的情欲。
What is the lust of the flesh?
什么是肉体的情欲
？I went on the internet and found this.
我上了这个上网之后找到了这个照片。
It's not wrong to eat.
吃东西是没有问，不是错误的。
But it's wrong when you become a glutton.
但是如果吃的太多，像这么吃法就有问题了。
I did see a man, a big fat man, eating a hamburger with dirty shirt.
我可以想象一下，有个长得很壮很大的人在使劲的吃这个汉堡包。
But I decided to choose this picture and mention the lust of the flesh is not unique to men like me. Also, it can also happen to women.
对。他牧师选了一个女孩子吃的，因为他知道这个喜欢食物不仅仅是男人的问题，也是这个我们姐妹的问题。
What's the meaning of the lust of the flesh? What's the meaning of the lust of the flesh?
肉体的情欲是什么意义
？It describes a desire that has taken on too much weight in your life.
它描述了一种欲望在我们的生活中占了更很太大的分量。
So much that it begins to control you.
它这个分量这么的重，以至于它开始来控制了我们的生活。
Lust of the flesh refer to cravings, desire that related to our physical body.
肉体的情欲，它是跟我们的这个肉体的body有关系的一些事情。
So when we look at today.
我们看看我们今天
food
食物
clothing
衣物
houses
房子
cars
车
vacations
度假
itself may be legitimate
都是正确的事情可以享受的
but when it become something that are controlling you
但是如果他我们变得被这些事情所控制的时候
it becomes a problem
就成了一个问题了。
Is it possible that Christian would have the lust of the flesh? Is it possible Christian would have the lust of the flesh?
基督徒有没有可能也有肉体的情欲
？I don't tell you. I don't want to tell you where. I want to tell you one thing.
我不想告诉你哪儿，但是我告诉你一件事情。
After I came to New Jersey from California.
我从那个加州来到新泽西之后。
I realized that there are Christians who like to make a quarterly pilgrimage to Toronto.
那个我发现很多人愿意基督徒也往那个多伦多去，然后
every quarter, every 3 months,
每三个月就去一次。
They felt that the food in Manhattan, Flushing, and Brooklyn are not good enough.
他们感觉这个曼哈顿的食物 ，Queens 的食物，还有布鲁克林的食物都不够好。
I admire the patient driving 10 hours going up to Toronto to eat.
所以他们决定开十个小时的车到多伦多去吃东西。
But I found out that the lust of the flesh are not unique to Chinese people like me.
对，这个肉体的情欲不是像仅仅像我们这些中国人。
Allow me to mention something from my family.
他让我用我的家庭做一个例子。
I came from California.
我从加州来。
We have the best burger in America.
牧师认为加州的这个汉堡包是最好的，我不知道你们同不同意啊。
Is produced by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger 有一种那个汉堡包叫 In-N-Out Burger.
Every time I went to California, my children would tell me.
每次我去加州的时候，我的小孩就让我
bring back at least half a dozen of In-N-Out Burger.
每次带回半打的这个 In and Out 汉堡包。
I told them it's not going to be fresh.
牧师说这个带回来就不够新鲜呢。
It's a put in the freezer.
然后小孩告诉他把它放在那个冰箱里面。
As soon as I bring up the six In and Out burger, they finish it in half an hour.
对，每次 六个汉堡包在半个小时里面就被他们小孩吃完。
So when they think about California,
当他们想到加州的时候
they think about In-N-Out Burger.
他们想到的就是 In-N-Out.
So I realized that it's not unique to adults, it can also happen to teenagers.
对，他这个肉体的情欲不仅是对成人，对小孩也是一样。
Second, the lust of the eyes.
第二个我们要谈到的是说肉眼目的情欲。
I've chosen a very special picture.
牧师选的这个picture
the lust of the eyes
眼目的情欲。
What is its meaning?
它的意义是什么？
In the New Testament, it also refers to desire or cravings stimulated by what we see.
在新约里面它描述了一种对我们看到的事情的一种贪婪，一种渴望。
You see something good in the world.
你看见我们看到这个世界上好的事情
it becomes so important to you, so you will do anything for it.
然后我们就会为了这些事情做极尽全能。
Is it possible? Will it happen today? Will it happen today?
今天这些事情会发生吗？
A pastor said something like this. A pastor said something like this.
有个牧师曾经说过这些事情。
It is not wrong, it's not sinful to look at a woman, beautiful woman, unconsciously for the first time.
有个牧师说，我们当看到漂亮妇人的时候，
beautiful woman.
漂亮的妇人的时候应该是没有什么问题的。
But if you decide she's so beautiful, then you want to look at her for the second, the third time.
就是说，当你因为她很漂亮，不停地看第三次、第二次、第三次的时候。
It becomes a lust of the eyes.
变成了眼目的情欲。
Having eyes to be able to see is a blessing.
我们能够看到漂亮东西是来自神的一个祝福。
But in a Christian world, many of my problems always arise from what I see.
在基督徒的世界里面，很多的问题就是因为来自于我们看的什么东西。
We cannot allow things appearing to us for the first time.We cannot avoid seeing something for the first time.
我们不能够避免我们第一次看到什么东西。
So a pastor said something like this.
他可能像这样。
A pastor said something like this.
一个牧师曾经说了这样的事情。
You cannot avoid a bird flying over your head.
你不能让避免一个鸟从你头上飞过。
But you can prevent the bird from building a nest on the top of your head.
但是你能够防止这个鸟在你的头上建一个巢。
You cannot avoid looking at something.
你不能避免看到什么事情。
But you can avoid looking at this thing for the second time.
但是你能避免继续在第二次、第三次的看这个事情。
Do not love the things of the world.
不要让这个世界的事情。
The lust of the flesh.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
眼目的情欲。
And thirdly.
第三个就是今生的骄傲。
The pride of life.
今生的骄傲。
I also chosen a picture.
牧师用了这个照片。
Look at me. I love me. It's all about me.
你们都来看我，我很爱我自己，所有的事情都是关于我自己的。
I like watching American football.
我喜欢看美式足球。
There's some kind of a penalty, very unique to American football.
在美式足球里面有一种这个判罚是在对只是在美式足球里面有的。
It's called unsportsmanlike conduct. Unsportsmanlike conduct. 没有体育的精神。
没有体育牧师替我翻译叫没有体育精神，一种犯法是没有体育精神。
So we watch American football.
当你看美式足球的时候。
Somebody score a touchdown.
有人那个。到终端达线得分
，and they start dancing like that.
那开牧师开始不，那个得分的队员开始跳舞。
It's called unsportsmanlike conduct.
他这就叫做缺乏这个体育精神的行为。
You celebrate at the expense of other people's pain.
你在用别人的痛苦来寻求快乐。
It's the pride of life.
这是今生的骄傲。
The second question I'm going to answer.
第三个问题我们要回答的是。
What are the reasons for not loving the world?
我们不爱这个世界的原因是什么？
The setup of the Bible passage today. the setup of the Bible passage.
这样在写这个约翰一书的这种这种经文的安排的时候
，First of all, he gives the reason, the command not to love the world.
他给了我们一个不爱这个世界的原因。
The command.
这原因跟命令。
And then he talk about the two main reasons.
他谈到过两个主要的原因。
Why?
第一个。
The love for the world and the love for the Father are mutually exclusive.
对，因为爱这个世界跟爱我们的父是不兼容的。
You cannot love the world and love God at the same time.
我们不能够一方面爱这个世界，另外一方面又爱我们的父。
So chapter 2 verse 15 say, if anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them.
第十五章第三。二章十五节说，如果我们爱这个世界，我们就不能爱父。
There's a war going on. There's a war.
有一个这个属灵跟肉体的战争在一直在。
It's a battle between your flesh and your spirit.
是我们肉体跟我们的精神的一种交战。
It's a battle between loving God and loving the world.
是我们是在我们爱世界和爱我们的神之间的一种交战。
Love for the world can push out the love for God.
爱这个世界就会把我们爱神的心从我们心中除掉。
Love for God will push out a love for the world.
爱神，我们就会让我们爱世界的心从我们中间除掉。
Will I face the same kind of problem?
当我们碰到小孩的这样的问题的时候。
Are you, as I mentioned, I came from California.
我刚才说到我是从加州来的。
People from California has a dream.
加州的人都有一个梦想。
Not to live in Beverly Hills.
他们不想住在 Beverly Hills 啊。
Too expensive.
太贵了。
We want to retire.
他们想退休。
In New Jersey, you retire, you go to Florida.
在新泽西，退休通常意味着去 Florida, 去佛州。
In California, you retire, you go to San Diego.
在加州的时候，你退休的时候，你去。
Anybody of you have been in San Diego before? It's such a good place.
是很好，牧师认为是很好的一个地方。
2005.
2005年的时候。
I have two church ministry before me.
我当时有两个服侍神的机会。
One was in San Diego.
一个是在 San Diego.
Cantonese pastor, being a Cantonese pastor, use my Mother tongue.
会用那个做一个粤语的牧师。
Less than 100 people. Less than 100 people.
少于100个人。
Or come to OCM, Great Church.
但是我到了那个。
Another one is OCM Great Church.
另外一个是OCM, 就是中宣会的 Great Church.
To speak Mandarin.
我要说中。国语。
I have to speak English.
我需要说英文。
Not much chance to use Cantonese.
没有很多人用那个粤语。
Almost over 300 people.
有三百个人聚会。
How do I decide?
我怎么决定呢
？At the end, I decide to come to New Jersey.
然后我们很高兴，牧师决定到新泽西来了。
I'm not complaining. It was tough.
我现在不是在抱怫，但是这个是。在这儿聚牧会不容易。
Very often I cry.
有时候晚上会哭。
But I'm very happy.
但是另外一方面我也很高兴。
It's good to serve with OCM.
是非常高兴能够在中宣会服侍。
It's good because I know that I make a choice, not because I like, but I know that that's what God wants me to do.
因为我很高兴，我知道我做这个决定的时候是神让我这么做的，而不是我自己喜欢做什么。
If I can make my own choice,
如果我自己决定
I would have gone to San Diego.
我会去圣地亚哥。
But at the end, I came to New Jersey.
但是我后来来了新泽西。
I based on one thing. It's important to do what God loves me to do.
我的根据，我的出发点就是说，做神让我做的事情是最重要的。
The second reason,
第二个原因
，because the world and the desires are temporary.
因为这个世界和它的这种欲望是暂时的。
If you use pictures to express it, it should be like this.
如果我们再用一张照片的话，应该是这样的。
The world and the desire pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
对，这个世界和它上面情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
If you love the world,
如果你爱这个世界，
the world and the desires are temporary.
这个世界和它的欲望都是暂时的。
It can be like a time bomb attached to your leg.
像一个在你绑在我们的腿上的一个定时炸弹。
Therefore, a person called J.R. Baxter, he said something like this.
有一个人叫 J.R. Baxter 说了这样的一件事情。
He said, "This world is not my home."
这个世界不是我的家。
I'm just a passing through.
我只是路过者。
My treasures are laid up.
我的财宝在上面。
Somewhere beyond the blue sky.
哦，在这个蓝天之上。
The angels call me.The angels come
天使在呼召我
from heaven's open door
从天堂洞开的大门呼召我
and I can't feel at home
我在这个世界上没有感觉是
in this world anymore
在这个世界上不感觉是我的家
I think it's very true
这是非常的真实的
for the last 2 years
在过去的两年里面
something happened to me that has never happened to before
有些事情在我身上发生在过去没有发生过的
I'm still very young, I'm only 57
我虽然有57岁但是我感觉非常年轻
Every church I went to, they said I'm very young
所有的教会都说我去的教会都说我很年轻我也这么说
But the last 2 years something very sad happened For the last 2 years something very sad happened
但是在过去的两年里面有些很悲哀的事情发生了
A lot of my close friends passed away
我有一些很近的朋友
or suffer from a serious illness
有的人是因为病
for first time in my life
在我人生的人生中第一次
I really feel that I'm not immortal that would also happen to me
让我感觉到我在这个世界上是不是说我是会永远生存在这世界上
In the past, when I go to a Chinese buffet, I eat all I can.
在过去，我去这个中文的中国的中餐的这种buffet 的时候，我想吃多少就吃多少。
Last year, right in the middle of my medical checkup.
去年在我做这个体检的时候
，Suddenly my blood pressure was very high.
我的血压非常的高。
The nurse was very nervous.
这个护士当时非常的紧张
She immediately called the medical doctor to come in
她马上就把医生叫进来了
From that time on my medical doctor said to me I know you are my pastor
那个医生对她说我知道你是我的牧师
I always listen to you
我总是听你的讲道
But this time you have to listen to me
说这一次你要听我的
Cut down your salt
减少你的盐的摄入量
Cut down your carbohydrate
减少热量的摄入
Cut down your fat
减少这个脂肪的摄入
That time I said, what else can I eat?
然后我想我还能吃什么呢
I really feel that I'm not immortal anymore
我不是我的生命不会是永远不会死的
Things like that I take for granted in the past are not with me anymore
过去我习以为常的事情不再是那样。
2 months ago, something happened.
两个月前有一件事情发生了。
I thought maybe those around 50 years old they may face this, but 2 months ago, something happened.
50多岁的人会经历这些事情，但是两个月前有些事情发生。
I went to the funeral of 2 30-year-olds.
我参加了两次葬礼，这两次葬礼都是两个30多岁的年轻人。
One died of cancer.
一个是因为是癌症而死亡。
One died because he committed suicide.
另外一个是因为自杀。
So I thought it can happen anytime.
这种事情可以任何时候都可能发生。
The world and the desires are very temporary.
这个世界和这个世界的欲望都是暂时的。
Pastor Robert always remind me when you preach to my congregation, stay positive.
那个周牧师总是让许牧师讲道的时候要 positive 要
正面
要从多从正面来讲道
So I want to finish with something positive
所以今天我想结束的时候用正面的一些事情讲
Yes, the world and the desires are temporary
是的这个世界和世界的欲望都是暂时的
But Apostle John mentioned to us that whoever does the will of God is everlasting.
对，但是唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Back to, so whoever does the will of God lives forever.
这个就是说，谁遵行神的旨意的就会永远长存。
God has a name, El Olam. He is the everlasting God.
神有个名字叫 El Olam, 他是永远长存的神。
If you do His will, because it's everlasting, you can also be everlasting.
如果你按神的旨意行，因为我们的神是永远长存的，我们也会永远长存。
Back to the two 30-year-old men.
我们谈再回到这个两个三十多岁的人，年轻人。
It seemed that the death are both tragic.
看起来他们这种这两件
Very tragic.
这种灾祸。
The first one, 30 years old, he came to church many times.
第一个人经常来教会
But he didn't want to become a Christian.
但是他不想成为一个基督徒
And he suffered many setbacks in his life.
在他的生命中经历了很多的困难和阻扰
Because of his English ability, he couldn't continue his PhD program.
因为他的English
ability, he cannot finish well.
因为他的英文的能力，他不能够继续他的工作
A PhD.
他的 PhD 的这个学习
Then he became a successful businessman on the internet
但是他在网上做生意做得很成功
But the month before he committed suicide his girlfriend left him
他在他自杀前一个月他的女友离开了他
I felt very sad
我感觉非常的悲伤
I would not be able to see him again
我再也见不到他了
But at the same time I met this 30 years old man
但是我同时我也
another 30 years old man
我也遇到了另外一个三十岁的人
who had terminal cancer
他会有在癌症的晚期
he didn't go to church at all
他从来没去过教会
he grew up in a Roman Catholic family
他在一个罗马天主教徒的家庭长大
I went to visit him
我去探访他
for the first time and for the last time
是第一次也是我最后一次
I asked him have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
我问他他是否接受耶稣基督作为他个人的救主
He said no
他说没有
Then I asked him do you want to accept him as your personal savior now?
我问他你愿意现在就接受耶稣基督作为个人的救主吗
He said yes
他说对
Then I pray with him I pray with him
哦他牧师为他祷告。
Then I asked him, "Do you want to get baptized?"
你愿意受洗吗
？He said yes.
他说愿意。
Then I asked him.
我问他。
Is there anything I can pray for you?
我能为你做什么祷告呢
？I was expecting him to ask me to pray for his recovery from cancer.
我当时以为他会让我为他祷告，他能够他的癌症得医治。
But no.
他没有。
He said to me, "Pray for my parents."
他说为我的父母祷告吧
that they will be able to reconcile with one another
他们能够在之后能够相互之间能够相互的安慰 和帮助
I kind of sense I will never see him again
我再也没有见到他了
But no, I know I am going to see him again
我知道我会再见到他
The last four words I say to him
最后四个词我对他说的是
Goodbye
再见
See you
再见。
再看你。
再看你。
I know we are going to meet again up there.
我知道，因为我终究有一天我们在天堂上会相见。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在说什么
？Both are 30 years old.
两个人都是三十岁。
Both have some opportunities to accept Christ.
两个人都有机会接受耶稣基督做救主。
One didn't, but one did.
其中一个人接受了，另外一个人没有接受。
Sure, his life on the earth is finished.
他们两个的在世界上的，在这个地球上的日子已经都完了。
But the one as of Christ, he's going to last, lives forever.
接受耶稣基督的那个人会永远长存。
So it's very meaningful. Goodbye, see you.
对，当我说再见的时候，是非常有意义的，对我来说。
When I preach to English congregation, I know that I cannot preach too long.
当我知道我讲到的时候不能讲得太长
I tell you the good news I'm done
好消息是我今天的讲道就到这里。
But before I'm done, I have to conclude what I preach.
在我正式结束之前，我要做一个结论。
Today's topic is don't love the world.
今天的题目是不要爱这个世界。
We have looked at two things.
我们讨论了两件事情。
Christians should not love the world as well as the things of the world.
基督徒不应该爱这个世界和这个世界上的事情。
Should not love the world.
不应该爱这个世界。
Should not love the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life.
我们不应该爱我们肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
There are also two reasons for Christians not loving the world.
有两个我们不应该爱这个世界的原因。
Firstly, because the love for the world and the love of the Father are mutually exclusive.
因为我们爱这个世界和爱我们的神是不兼容的。
Secondly, because the world and its desires are temporary.
第二点，这个世界和这个世界上的欲望都是暂时的。
But whoever does the will of the Lord lives forever.
谁遵行神旨意的会永远长存。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
I will ask our brother Dean to pray Mandarin, okay?
Okay. 天父，我们谢谢你，让许牧师跟我们在一起分享这样一个有意义的题目。主，我们虽然是肉体上我们都生活在这个世界，主，你带领我们认识到我们在这个世界和我们在世界上所有的一切都是暂时的。主，也带领我们认识到我们是不能够既爱这个世界又爱你。让我们每一天都学习更爱你，因为我们知道你是永远长存的，因为我们 是属于你的子民，因为我们遵循你的旨意，我们也能够永远长存。谢谢主，这样的感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名 ，Amen.
Let's give a clap of hand to our brother Dean for good job done for the first time.
谢谢 ，Thank you.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Pastor, for the wonderful service.
现在是奉献时间。
Now it's offering time.
奉献是每个基督徒的本分。
Offering is the responsibility of a Christian.
如果你现在还没有信主的，可以不用参加。
If you are not yet a Christian, you do not have to participate.
现在我们请那个失信的弟兄台前，我们做个简短的祷告。
So now, please, ushers, please come up.
亲爱的天父，你是万能的主。 你创造了世界上的一切，赐给我们丰丰富富的供应。现在让我们献上金钱，这只是你赐给我们恩典的一个小部分，是我们心甘情愿的摆上，为的是在你美好的施工上有份。求主赋予我们属天的智慧，来管理好你给我们的托付，使我们能极力地扩展你的国度。